KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds in 68 in downtown Chickasha. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, August 23rd. News sponsored by Ralph Beard for Grady County Commissioner District 3, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. There are some rain showers moving into western Grady County right now. Some storms moved through the Anadarko, Sorrel, and Cement areas this morning, and those showers are diminishing as they head toward Chickasha. After that, we're going to have an ozone alert for today, and we're going to have temperatures warming up to summertime-like temperatures, upper 90s for today, and pretty much through the weekend. Consumer spending way up in Grady County. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Commissioner Ralph Beard's performance as an elected official is evident in his commitment to the needs of Grady County. Ralph Beard was committed to a new surgical wing at Grady Memorial Hospital. Ralph Beard responded to overcrowded prisons by breaking ground for a new jail. Ralph Beard voted yes to the new event center at Grady County Fairgrounds, and Ralph Beard agreed to the new security vestibule in place at the courthouse to re-elect Ralph Beard as Grady County Commissioner, District 3. Your commitment to Ralph Beard is commitment to the future of Grady County, District 3.
August 28th, I would appreciate your vote, Ralph Beard.
Consumer spending in Grady County may have reached an all-time high. If sales tax revenue numbers are correct, spending in the month of May topped $131 million. The previous best month for consumer spending was last December, estimated at $105 million. Now, consumer spending for May was up 29% compared to April and more than double from May of 2017. We estimate consumer spending when we see the sales tax revenues paid to the county from the Oklahoma Tax Commission for the month of July. The sales tax revenues that come from the May consumer spending, the county received a record $985,000. We use that number combined with the sales tax rate at the county level to get that number, and the sales tax rate is just 0.75 cents. Now, all those funds are distributed to several areas, all of them approved by county voters. The Fairgrounds receives $329,000, Grady Memorial Hospital $291,000, 20 fire districts each share in $164,000, each one getting a little more than $8,000, and the 7 senior nutrition centers share in $164,000, so each one getting more than $23,000. Tuttle Emergency Medical Services gets $30,000, and Rush Springs EMS gets $7,500. It's opening day at the Grady County Fair. The doors swing open at 10 o'clock this morning. Many of the more than 125 commercial vendors have already set up their booth displays. All the still exhibits have been judged, and those items can be seen starting this morning. Now, coming up this afternoon, all the cakes for tonight's cake auction will need to be in between noon and 2:30 in the North Exhibit Building, and then the cake judging about 3 o'clock. The cake auction just after 7 o'clock this evening. The first of the livestock shows this afternoon at 1 with the goat show, followed by the sheep show at 4. Now, tonight, the carnival opens up at 6. Tonight and tomorrow night are armband nights for the carnival. And then the grand opening of the fair, 7 o'clock this evening. Fair honorees Myrtle Elston and Mark Ratt to be recognized. And then live music under the outdoor tent this evening, featuring Tim Brower and First Look. The fair runs through Saturday. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. More Cool News coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
The manufacturing sector in central and southwest Oklahoma has a new contact to help with their operations. Scott Smith is the region's new representative for the Oklahoma Manufacturing Alliance. Smith will have an office with the Canadian Valley Technology Center El Reno campus, and he'll serve the Grady and Canadian County regions. Smith is from Blanchard, previously worked as the manager for government and economic development partnerships for the State Department of Career Tech. He also worked for 20 years in the manufacturing industry. Smith to work with CV Tech's Business and Industry Service Division to assist companies in the region. Two candidates have filed for post on the Bridge Creek Fire Protection District Board of Trustees. Christina McCune has filed for the five-year term for office number 5, and Jeffrey Wellman has filed for the one-year unexpired term for office number 1. The filing period runs through tomorrow. Candidates can file at the Grady County Election Board. By the way, in-person absentee voting ahead of next Tuesday's primary runoff election starts this morning. You can vote at your county election board today or tomorrow between 8 and 6. You can also vote on Saturday from 9 to 2. A Chickasha FFA student has been selected to be part of a special program in Indiana this fall. Clay Grossniklaus is the group's reporter.
Claire Carver was selected as a part of the National FFA Band. Claire will be performing in the band during the National FFA Convention, October 23rd through 27th, in Indianapolis, Indiana. Claire is one of 86 members selected out of the 234 applicants nationwide.
Also, another local FFA student, Eli Hargis of Ninnakah, was selected to sing in the National FFA Choir at the Indianapolis Convention. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up for the fifth straight day yesterday to $67.86 a barrel. London-based Brent crude climbs to $74.78. Natural gas slips to $2.95 per million BTUs. Metals were lower. Gold down to $1,188 and silver at $14.64. Obituaries today include 79-year-old Barbara Elliott of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the First Baptist Church. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to the church's children's ministries or to the Alzheimer's Research Foundation. Our weather forecast calling for an ozone alert for today. Also sunshine this afternoon and temps reaching the upper 90s. We do have some rain in the area this morning in the Verdon area right now. Moving east to the Chickasha area, also parts of Ninnakah possibly. Might be getting some rain here in the next little bit. But right now, in downtown Chickasha, a few clouds and 68. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. It's 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the high school football season opens early for a few teams, including a couple of Tri-City rivals tonight. The Tuttle Tigers will take the short trip east to take on neighboring Newcastle on the turf at Racer Stadium. It's the only high school football game in central Oklahoma tonight. Now, several games involving area teams are slated tomorrow night, including the Rush Springs Redskins. They will travel to Kanawha. The Minko Bulldogs will host Winniewood, and the Anadarko Warriors will open up at home with Hera tomorrow night. The head coaching debut of Chris Paddlety, longtime assistant under previous coach Ken Jackson. Also tomorrow, Carnegie travels to Sealing, and Mountain View Goaty Bow will have its home opener against Canton. Some preseason football scrimmages tonight. The Chickasha Fighting Chicks will head to Noble in preparation of their season opener that'll be next Friday against Marlow. The Lady Chick softball team at home tonight. They are taking on PC North at Elk Curry Field in a non-district contest that'll start at 5 p.m. tonight. At the Chickasha Sports Complex today, a number of teams in town for the Ninnakah Tournament, including Verdon, Rush Springs, Sorrel, Apache, Fletcher, and others. High school baseball, the Fletcher Wooden Bat Tournament opens today. AMPO will take on Sterling, and Fletcher will go up against Sentinel. Ninnakah, Riverside, and Loki Bicycles also in the field. Fort Cobb-Broxton baseball at the Roth Tournament. And the USAO soccer teams opening their seasons with road games tonight in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Both will take on top 5 teams in William Carey College. William Carey men ranked number 5. The women are number 4. USAO men unranked in the preseason top 25. USAO women ranked number 20. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Dehart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Ralph Beard for Grady County Commissioner District 3.